This is our devotional commentary for Job, chapter 14. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. Man, who is born of a woman, is few of days and full of trouble. He comes out like a flower and withers. He flees like a shadow and continues not. And do you open your eyes on such a one and bring me into judgment with you? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? There is not one. Since his days are determined, and the number of his months is with you, and you have appointed his limits that he cannot pass, look away from him and leave him alone, that he may enjoy, like a hired hand, his day. For there is hope for a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its shoots will not cease. Though its roots grow old in the earth, and its stump die in the soil, yet at the scent of water it will bud and put out branches like a young plant. But a man dies and is laid low. Man breathes his last, and where is he? As waters fail from a lake, and a river wastes away and dries up, so a man lies down and rises not again. Till the heavens are no more, he will not awake or be roused out of his sleep. Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol, that you would conceal me until your wrath be past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my service I would wait. Till my renewal should come, you would call, and I would answer you. You would long for the work of your hands, for then you would number my steps and would not keep watch over my sin. My transgression would be sealed up in a bag, and you would cover over my iniquity. But the mountain falls and crumbles away, and the rock is removed from its place. The waters wear away the stones. The torrents wash away the soil of the earth. So you destroy the hope of man. You prevail forever against him, and he passes. You change his countenance and send him away. His sons come to honor, and he does not know it. They are brought low, and he perceives it not. He feels only the pain of his own body, and he mourns only for himself. If a man dies, shall he live again? Verse 14. This is the question every person has pondered at some point. And in Job 14, the perspective is brutally honest and realistic, with brief glimpses of hope and encouragement. The issue becomes all the more pressing when we face up to the fact that our lives are brief and often difficult. Like a short-lived flower or fleeting shadow, in a moment we will be gone. Yet lots of pain can be squeezed into these short years. As Job puts it, we are few of days and full of trouble. Verses 1 and 2. Of course, this is no surprise to God. The lifespan of each human is defined according to his own decision. He determines the number of our days. And before him, we will give an account of those days. What hope do we have, as unclean creatures, in the presence of a holy Creator? Unless sin is dealt with, the best we can expect is some brief respite from our pain right now. Verses 3 through 6. After all, death is the entailment of sin, a consequence of human rebellion against God. And there is an inevitable finality about death. Cut down a tree, and under the right conditions, if the roots are intact, it will bud and put out branches again. But for a person, there is no such hope. When we are cut down, our bodies become permanently lifeless. Roots are severed. Our last breath is our last. Job is utterly realistic about his own mortality. Verses 7 through 12. But then he seems to contradict what he has just said. Deep down, Job knows that only resurrection can be the answer to the human condition. I know that I am heading for Sheol, the realm of the dead, says Job. But God, I wish you would hide me there, conceal me until your wrath be past. Then, when the time is right, you would remember me and summon me back to life, verse 13. Job would be more than willing to wait for this state of renewal, as it would signify the continuation of a warm personal relationship. As he puts it, you would call, and I would answer you. This loving God would now watch over Job without keeping track of his sins, which are finally tied up in a garbage bag, never to be reopened. If only God would cover over his iniquities, dealing with the sin problem once for all, perhaps there can be hope beyond death. Verses 14 through 17. This wonderful glimpse of the gospel is quickly replaced by lamentation as Job uses the imagery of irreversible erosion to make us feel the hopelessness of life under sin and judgment. No process known to man can put erosion into reverse or spare us from the just wrath of God. If sin is not dealt with, death means isolation, where we will mourn our own passing forever. Verses 18 through 22. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com, and I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.